It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Nathan!
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to thank everybody that showed up for our fabulous event on Wednesday night.
Really?
The past Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
O'Mara's Turkey Baster and Pajama Party was a big success.
Great crowd.
I want to thank all the people out at Manassas and also Hard Times Cafe and Q in beautiful Deviltown.
That is a great venue. I'd love to get back there.
I've been in there. I was there when it was the old place.
I like it better now.
Believe me. The old place. They did such a remodel of that joint out of Manassas. It was a joy to be
there.
What
an amazing bar. I mean, just a really great place.
So we'll do another one of those next Thanksgiving. It should be a lot of fun. We're very, very excited about the pajama party. It's back. It's alive.
Yay!
And even without a bar, I keep the string going.
Attaboy.
So I'm very psyched about that. Also, I want to mention to you that coming up on tomorrow's show, we're going to chat with Academy Award-winning actor Timothy Hutton and Redskin great Fred Smoot. Talk to him about the Redskins and Jesus. That was a crappy way to end the weekend for Redskins fans.
Oh, yeah.
Not good.
I mean, you imagine, you know, it's such a wonderful fan-friendly experience to go out to FedEx Field in the first place. But to not only experience that wonderful FedEx feeling, but also to go out there in that kind of crap weather.
Oh, it was awful.
You know, and I saw the people, man, at the end. You got to give, so there's a certain,
there's
a group of Redskins fans. That game is lost. There's no way they're winning that game.
No hope whatsoever.
And these people are hanging in there at the very end.
Yeah, it was pretty much lost at the end of the third, and they stayed there. Good for them.
We'll see what happens, but, you know, they're still in it. They're still alive as far as the wild card. And I just like talking with this music. Isn't this great? Happy holidays, everybody.
Best Christmas album ever.
Really is great.
And we'll get our fantasy update tomorrow.
Fantasy update? Oh, I didn't even look. Did you look?
I did.
So Rob did well on it. Did I suck?
Rob did well. I don't know. I haven't seen
the
results.
I had to suck. Well, my quarterback was Jason Campbell. I had to suck.
Yeah, you didn't have your best week. As a matter of fact, you might have fallen below certain others in the standings
overall.
Okay,
shut up, Rob. Thank you very much. Let's get our last
look at news. Things happen.
Just shut your mouth and let's get back to our
You
news.
Asked.
Here he is, Mr. Buzz Burbank. God damn it.
if you don't want your car to be rammed by a speeding pickup truck, you would better drive more like Jesus. In the South Dallas suburb of Blooming Grove.
Just isolate that.
A man in a pickup says he rammed a woman's sedan on purpose Friday morning because it was Jesus' will.
Wow. You know, Jesus would be a lousy stick shift driver if he had stigmata.
I don't think he ever drove stick.
WWJD.
Police quote.
What would Jesus drive?
That's right.
Police quote the Crusader as saying his victim was not driving like a Christian. But according to the police report, the victim, quote, had done nothing wrong.
Well, do you ever go by the cars that have the little fish on them?
I see those.
Yes.
Isn't that the Christian symbol there?
Yeah.
The fishes?
And then sometimes you see the little fish that just says the word Darwin inside.
Oh, if you look carefully at that, those fish have feet.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
That's right.
Really? I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's the one I'm getting.
It's funny, right?
Real men love Jesus. I've seen those bumper stickers.
I've seen a lot of those.
But I have seen the regular fish one, mm-hmm. driven by a guy that's driving like a complete maniac.
Really?
Yeah, he's forgetting his Jesus at that moment.
Well,
I find
maybe
that
he
hard
was
to believe.
In a hurry to get to Mass.
Or church services.
Church.
Doesn't always have to be Mass.
Or Thanksgiving.
You don't always have to make it Catholic.
Thanksgiving dinner with the Father.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. You know, you might want to have dinner with Father Kessler.
Can you help an old altar boy, Father?
So, this pickup truck hit the driver of the pickup truck. Hit the sedan at about 100 miles per hour.
And oh, my God.
Although both drivers were injured, miraculously, neither of the injuries were serious.
My name is Francis O'Malley.
Hello there.
Quoting a cop, he said God said she wasn't driving right and she needed to be taken off the road, that it was Jesus' will.
Shake your boobs.
And if you think driving is dangerous, you should try holiday shopping. The Toys R Us in Palm Desert, California was open again today, but with more security than usual.
Oh, I thought it was a Walmart. Was this where the person was trampled to death?
I'll get to the Walmart.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
No, at the Toys R Us, you have your shopping violence confused, Mike.
Okay.
This is the Toys R Us in Palm Desert, California, where there was a double murder on Black Friday.
Wow.
Two men shot each other to death inside the store at the Toys R Us in broad daylight. after their female shopping companions got into an argument over an item.
Now, when they fill out a report about a murder in Toys R Us, is the R backwards in murder?
Yes, yes, it is.
That's today, like red rum.
Yes, it is.
Red rum.
Today, Riverside County deputies were patrolling the store and its parking lot, mainly just to make the shoppers feel safer.
So the good news is that as far as the economy goes, consumers are still consuming.
Some, yes.
But the bad news is people are going more bat-ass for obviously these sales, because this happens early in the morning.
The prices are insane, Mike.
Are the customers buzzing.
In Atlanta, they're still looking for the person who fired shots during an argument at the Greenbrier Mall on Saturday.
It was Plaxico Burress.
Two people were wounded there, including a pregnant 19-year-old. Fortunately,
I shot myself in my thigh.
Who are you?
Plaxico.
Oh, thank you.
Fortunately, the wounds were not life-threatening for her, the baby, or the man who was also shot. And the New York City Council, meanwhile, is considering requiring malls and stores to boost security during doorbuster sales after a Walmart greeter was trampled to death there on Friday. Backers of the proposed law in New York say that when a sale becomes a street event, the retailers have a responsibility to step up security and crowd control.
This is probably going to be answered with a logical reply that'll make sense, but I have to say this. As far as I feel the same way about these sales where you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you make your employees come in at a ridiculous hour.
Right.
Why not just offer the sale prices throughout the entire time, which will give you overall improved traffic in your store to start with? I feel the same way about this as I do when they say, would you like to join our club, our special super discount club? Why don't you just appreciate the fact that I'm coming in your store and give me that discount for starters.
Yeah, but you know, Mike, what the news has done is they've created it into an event.
Right.
And because we're stupid and we listen to what the news say.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take issue with that.
You don't think?
No, the stores turned it into an event. The media reported on what happened.
I think that the stores wouldn't have an event if the news didn't jump on it because America loves being on TV.
No. They buy advertising. The stores would still have the events and still run the ads for the events.
But does it make any sense
when you're talking about this 4 a.m. crap and this stuff? I mean, obviously you have to have specialty events. You know, you want to generate interest in times when there is no interest. But this stuff just seems to me to be highly unnecessary. All this 4 a.m., 5 a.m., line up at the door, trample the person.
Okay.
Do you have the Walmart thing?
I just did.
Oh, yes. You did? Somebody got killed,
That's
right?
Why they're proposing the law in New York, because there in New York, the greeter got trampled by a crowded Walmart.
I was playing my shooting sound.
The greeter's last words were that hugs are not that great.
Yeah, he was not that thrilled.
You waited all weekend for that one.
And although Black Friday is not an indicator of how the holiday shopping season will go for retailers, the totals did not suck. Sales were up 3% this year over the same Friday last year.
So now you get me with that one. I just picture the poor son of a bitch.
Yeah.
How about a hug?
Oh, no.
But because prices had to be slashed to make these numbers, this year's profits may be the same or a bit lower than last year's, even though sales were up.
All right. We can talk about this tomorrow on the show. I didn't get to it today.
Do we have a show tomorrow?
We do. We have to be back here tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel manipulated again. I feel manipulated when you hear there's too much violence in a movie out of Hollywood and you know it's coming out of a publicist's office.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I really feel this whole business. The overall traffic was up, but gee, our prices were just so scary good that we're not going to make the profit this year.
I suspect this
like nobody's business. I think they're still making a fortune.
I tell you this, at my wife's store, where she's the manager and they did the midnight thing, the average amount of items, number of items bought per customer from the first 9 hours of the day, 1.2, which means the vast majority of them only bought one item, and you can bet that item was a loss leader, so they don't make as much money.
It's true.
Okay. I think that they could, they might maybe sort of bend the truth a little bit, but I think most of that is true.
So sales were up 3%, but if the prices were down, say, 4%, then they didn't do as well.
But it's better than having these incredible sales and having nobody show up.
Exactly.
So obviously people did show up to get the bargains, and I think everybody's going to have to move in that correct direction, as many corporations have been doing. Hello, us. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
Consumer electronics, though, are selling about as well as ever, partly because Americans are cutting other expenses and partly because with the new economy, we don't go out as much. It also will not be as bright and colorful this holiday season. A new survey shows that 43% of us believe that the lights and decorations should be more subdued this year.
No.
71% of those.
Hold on a second.
71% of those because.
Work with me here.
Because they have less money for decorating. 37% because they think the lavishness is inappropriate when so many people are doing so poorly in this country.
I agree.
And a fourth of us say we just don't have time to put up the decorations.
I agree. I'll put them up in the attic.
Counterpoint. This is the time we really need a little Christmas.
I agree.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Put your hand up.
Okay.
Now, the other thing we're buying, besides electronics, are books, especially books that have something to do with Barack Obama. Publishers now set to put out another 24 books connected in some way with the president-elect.
Yeah, well, I saw one of them, and they all look like they're, like, rehashed crap. Yeah.
A lot of them will be.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, sometimes the authorities get it wrong. In Scotland, 79-year-old Lulu Matheson was shocked and frightened when police and their dogs burst into her home to confiscate the plants that were growing on her window box.
Hey, I was giving myself some pleasure.
Are you Lulu?
I'm Lulu.
Especially since they were tomato plants.
Oh, dear.
And in Somerset County, New Jersey, police answered an alarm and found a shadowy figure behind the blinds in a branch of the PNC Bank. The SWAT team was called in, and the parking lot was sealed off as negotiators tried to make contact. We still don't know what set off the alarm, but the shadowy figure turned out to be a cardboard cutout.
Duh.
I'm Spurbeck on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's a good one. I love like those. That. Those are real simple, but they make me laugh because I have a simple mind.
Remember the movie The Lonely Guy?
Yes.
He had cardboard cutouts in his apartment.
To make him feel not lonely.
Exactly.
I want to thank Mr. Skin with his top 10 nude scenes from the movies and TV. Go to MrSkin.com. Yeah. You can also link up to that at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, Academy Award winner Timothy Hutton and also Redskin greats Fred Smoot on the show. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Lulu Radio Network.
The Lulu.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you...
Yes?
There once was a girl named McBride whose Thanksgiving plan suddenly died. She said no to a feast with her mom and a priest, and she went to the diner and sighed. Thank you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Hey,
glitz, 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 Mike, glitz.
What happened? Did I miss something?
No, I was going to say glitz, and he said good night.
Okay, good night. He screwed up?
I didn't get the memo.
I did.
Did he mess up?
I did.
All right, we'll try it again. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you. Oh, now he didn't say
it's the Mike O'Mara Show.